Hello, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. With me is the lovely Julia.
Good morning.
And a pheasant. Or two. It's the 22nd, I think. Is it the 22nd of April 2026? It's just up 7 o'clock-ish. And we're at Biggleswick Farm. We stayed overnight in the caravan. This is the second night that we've been there. We've woken up to a beautiful sunny morning. Shall we actually step into the sun?
That's what I was edging for.
Yes.
It's not a consecutive second day, is it?
No. It's the second... That we've had two nights, but one was last week, and now...
One was last night,
yes, exactly. And then we've got another couple of nights, potentially, if we can survive. Oh, that's better, in the sunshine. Early morning sun. It is a cloudless sky, and there is a cacophony of bird song, especially at something like 4 in the morning. But even at 7, there is the rumble of a very busy road nearby. That's because it's rush hour. But other than that, as that dies away, as it will do later on, it does become silent. Shall we wander down the track to our conny tree?
Yes.
Which is our corner tree. Please excuse any wind on the microphone. I haven't got a wind muff with me. There are three male pheasants on the land at the moment, and they were facing each other off a few minutes ago, but they have now spaced themselves separately. They've normally got a couple of female pheasants with them, but I did see two earlier, but they seem to be autonomous. It's lovely being bathed in the early morning sun, although it was pretty chilly in the caravan as we got up. But that is the life when you're staying on the land, as we are for a few days, just so we can make the most of the time and not have to drive up and have that stress. But it is very beautiful. The last time we stayed, it was raining in the morning, so we didn't get this early morning walk around the area and look at some... What is that, comfrey?
No, that's...
A primrose.
Primrose.
A primrose. Bluebells.
Primrose and bluebells are doing... Beautiful.
Every time I see a dandelion with its
clocks,
you know, the thistles, not thistles, just seeds in the sort of lollipop shape, I pick them up and blow them.
Can you make sure you put them up and blow them where we're going to put the tortoise enclosure?
Oh, yes.
I want that place to be.
I don't know where the tortoise enclosure is, so you'll have to point that out. Haven't got the tortoise here yet. It's Julia's tortoise. And it taught us everything we know.
It lives with my mum and dad at the moment.
It's at her mum and dad. So, yes, we know that dandelion is very, very good for you. So I want to encourage dandelions. A lot of people say, oh, it's just weeds. Oh, there we are. A male and his two, what do you call them? Concubines.
You could have just called them women.
Yes, I could say that. His two ladies. And they usually have that, but there's two males on their own who have yet to find ladies. But there are plenty of them around. We see them on neighbouring farms and things. Sometimes you can get really close, and other times they're a bit more dubious. They might be a bit more dubious in due course because Julia has her cats up here. We thought we'd give that a whirl. And I'd built a cattery, and of course they went in it. I wanted to see if they could escape, because clearly we don't want them to escape, but one needs to test the system. Seemed all right, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we have to...
Ease them into that.
We had to build a cattery because Two of the three cats are elderly. One of them is deaf. If she were to wander off, I can't call her back.
Yes. And she's a sort of brownie tabby, isn't she? And so she'd sort of blend in with a number of the woodland areas. And
I'm not sure if she's going a bit senile as well, as is her auntie.
So, yeah. Whereas Mo, in due course, will be able to...
He'll be free roaming.
Range on his own. Oh, let's have a look at the potatoes.
Potato and potato.
What a wonderful friend. So there's a lot of moisture on the ground, obviously the dew, but the pond we're very anxious about because it is drying up, and one suspected it might, but we could do with some rain to fill it up because we use that to water the plants. We're still in the process of adapting the land to have water collection points. It is a priority, but there's so many other priorities, it's difficult to get the priorities in order of priority, if you see what I mean.
It's difficult to prioritise the priorities.
Yes. One of the jobs we'll do later on, after breakfast, is to uncover the potatoes. So what we've done, the potatoes, this is the first earlies, they've sprouted now and their leaves are on stalks, obviously, and they've come up above the soil, the initial compost that we put down. And so yesterday we put some more compost on because you keep having to build them up. But because of the pheasants, in the past we've seen them have a peck at things or disturb things, and they're still quite young, these plant, the potatoes and their leaves. So we put a net over them, and we've lifted some pallets which was surrounding the area to stop them getting in, but now it's more a question of stopping them getting onto the leaves, and the netting was sort of almost flat on them, so we've raised it by putting pallets on sticks. Anyway, it's hard to describe.
This was one of their favoured roosting areas before Yes. we got here. So I think that what they were doing was trying to roost on it and accidentally shuffling some of the potatoes around. But it looks like most of the potatoes are actually still in position.
Yeah.
Only one or two got shifted over and accidentally plopped into
a different place.
But yeah, it's pretty good. Trying to rectify.
So, yeah.
But this is a good spot, actually, because it gets the first sun. But it also gets the last sun.
Yeah, no, it's a very good spot. And it probably gets sunshine all day, actually, when you think where the arc of the sun lies. Yeah. So we'll take this off after breakfast, shall we? We won't do it now, because we're walking around.
It could actually stay like this for a week or so, until we need to put
some... Well, it needs to get some sun within, because the pallets are obscuring the sunshine, aren't they?
Wait all day.
Well, it won't all day, but if you don't mind, I'd like to remove
it.
Anyway, I think it would be good. So, should we go into the woodland? Taking you on a tour that you can't see, so we're passing by a hawthorn and a cherry tree. And then there's the little wood store that I built. And yesterday I mowed for a second time an area where we sat out yesterday, didn't we, and had a nice sit down in the sun at the end of the day, which is a nice place to have a barbecue potentially, and or picnic area for guests and things. So we have a mower. We don't intend to mow the whole area, although I don't want really the grass to go to seed too much, as it did when we first found it. But there's plenty of time for that. And once we get the tractor on with the mower attachment, we can mow some of that. Anyway, walking into the woodland now. This is the area of Christmas trees that we've been taking down to use as building materials. And more light is coming in here. We have a goat willow, pussy willow, that self-seeded apparently some years ago. It's quite big now, quite amazing, but it is cleaving its too big for its own good, so it's falling apart. It's quite dangerous, although not immediately dangerous, because it is it's opening up like the sheaths of a book, and is sort of splitting, but seems all right. Covered in moss, and this area used to get very damp and no light, but because we've opened it up, and later on, once we've taken all the trees that we require, we'll be pulling out the stumps with the tractor, which would be nice. But it's amazing how brighter and lighter it is in here. And at some point, I would like to turn this into a little field of heritage crops, some wheat and barley, so that we can make our own bread, possibly some oats. It wouldn't be like, you know, on a big farm. I mean, it'd only be several metres in length, but it would be lovely to experiment with old varieties of wheat, if you can still get them, which I think you can. And then we're walking down towards one of the other perimeters, where the sun is blocked by a large hawthorn hedge. 1,000 hawthorns apparently along this stretch, we're told. They need a bit of attention, and all this area needs a bit clearing. And in parallel to it would be where we're intending one of the tractor tracks. One of the things we need to do is, in order to pull the stumps out or to access the polytunnel, or is to have a route like a little road system where the tractor is permitted to go, because we don't want the tractor roaming freely everywhere, because it will impact on the soil.
Maybe like a free-ranging tractor. Oh, goodness me.
Yeah. So we'll have our own little road system, I suppose, a little track, so you can access produce from the polytunnel once it's finished, and into the field system when that's harvesting the wheat and barley and what have you, and all other areas. And then that way you've only impacted one area. The polytunnel, which is the embryonic larger polytunnel, Woodhenge as we laughingly call it, is been slow to build because we've been looking at a number of other priorities. If it doesn't rain today, which I'm now dubious, we'll have to look at the weather, I'm going to have to go down to, there's a stream about a mile or two down the road, and there's some containers that were on here. I'm going to have to go and fill them up with water from the stream, and then maybe if I can find four of them. We had a number of white containers actually on here. Some of them are extremely brittle and fall to bits, and I don't want to put them in the van if they're going to fall to bits, but obviously some of these containers we can put the river water in and bring it in, shove it in the pond. We found a frog the other day, well, Julia found a frog, and we put him in the pond. I don't know whether it's a him or a her, but haven't seen him since. And the pond being so shallow now, you'd think you'd be able to see him a bit easier. Walking round down a little further along that perimeter hedge. And it's very soon we'll start to see, and I don't know whether this is the first signs of it, is that
hawthorn
coming into flower?
Yes.
We saw earlier last month blackthorn, but now beginning signs of hawthorn. This will be a huge area of white, beautiful hawthorn flowers. May, they call it, mainly because it comes out in May, and we're heading down towards that month now, of course. It's coming into another little wooded area. This area, whereas the first area was spruce trees that were planted, these are pretty much self-seeded oaks and a few others, a maple or whatever, which is lovely. We've put in some hawthorns along the one of the perimeters here, but they were bare root. They're doing pretty good, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
They're doing marvellously.
And of course the stinging nettles are doing very well, pleased to say. They're everywhere. You can hopefully hear the sticks and things as we crunch across.
It's quite laughable that commenters on the videos are so very worried that we're going to remove all the nettles, not to be able to use them for herbal remedies and stuff later.
There are billions.
Haven't we said this place has been wilding for almost 30 years?
Yes, you're never going to get...
It's layer upon layer of root networks of thistles and nettles and thorns.
We'll never get rid of the stinger nettles. They're just going to, they're so copious. So people needn't worry too much about whether we'll... That looks like a elder coming up there. Is that a little...
I'm not sure. It could be. Not 100% yet. But yeah, I thought it was, but now I'm not so sure.
Oh, fair enough.
It's one of those.
It's one of those. But it's a very small one. Here's a maple of some description.
Yeah. 1 year seeding, 7 years weeding. So this place has been seeding these
Well, more than 7 years, yes.
Way more than 7 years. Well, for a long time.
Yes.
So for each year, that's seven. We're never going to get rid of the nettles, even if we wanted to.
No.
No. We don't want them.
No, no.
We would like to be able to move from here to there without stinging our... ourselves.
Well, exactly. I mean, some of them have to go, obviously, and some will be useful for, and we use them actually already in the fertiliser for the plants, because we made last year some nettle soup, and we will replenish that once we get more water and we can spare it. We already have a dustbin full of nettle soup. Some of the dock leaves, look at the size of the leaves.
Massive
leaves. Dock leaves are huge.
You see the base of these roots here, and these are spruces that got turned years ago. There's a not hawthorn, what is it? Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle. It's like,
see, that one looks again like
place.
A alder. It's got the same woody.
The elder.
Elder.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it is very much, isn't it? Hopefully, we'll have quite a few of them come up now that we've opened up areas. But I mean, this area alone, I walked through here just a couple of days ago, and these nettles,
they were just
tiny little leaves down by the ground, and I came through and
now they're 3 foot tall.
We did a few, you know.
Three foot tall.
Exactly. And that's just a matter of days.
Yeah, look, this is an alder. Up here.
Oh yes.
So yeah, it's self-seeding. Its progeny is spilling out, which is nice. There's still a lot of dead wood here that's gotta come out and be stored. I was watching a video yesterday whilst having a cup of coffee, and it was talking about ancient wisdom of putting sticks in the ground, particularly oak, and we do have some oak here. We have something like 33 or 34.
Yeah, 37 over 5 years old.
Oaks, yeah. So, and apparently what that is, a bit like the Hauger culture. It tells the mycelium that to prepare for repelling insect, the parasites, not parasites, the pesticides. Pesticides? No, pests. Pests. And apparently it sort of acts as a pesticide, but in a very natural way. I'm not quite sure how it all works. I was curious to see, but ancient knowledge apparently. Coming through more of these, another area of the spruces, which were the first ones. These are the really tall ones, and if you watch our videos you'll see them in the background. What tree is that with those flowers on it? That looks like an apple. I wonder if that is self-seeded from our apple.
Potentially, unless you put two in.
Yeah, that looks like an apple tree.
It is definitely an apple.
So this area...
Those beautiful blooms.
Aren't they lovely? So last year we had a load of apples, and this year...
On just the one tree as well.
On one tree, which is, you know, about 50 feet away. And I was wondering whether that tree, the apples on it, were F1s. In other words, the seeds wouldn't come up from it. But if this is a tree that has self-seeded, that would be amazing. Because why would you put one right on the perimeter?
Yeah.
An apple tree. But so we'll have to watch this and keep this area clear of brambles, yeah. And this tree will thrive a bit. It's right next to another tree, which I can't quite work out what that is. Is that an oak next to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Sadly, the apple tree has got electric fencing nailed into it.
Oh. Yes. Not ideal.
No. I'm not sure what complications that could have for the fruit upon it. Maybe nothing.
Well, at least the electric isn't actually on the tree. It's got a plastic insulator.
Mm.
So with any luck, but it's not very pleasant having it banged into the tree.
Mm.
This is an area that needs to be cut through, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd started on this thicket behind the apple tree, but yeah. I never did get far.
And that's a thicket of brambles. Not just stinger, the stingers here as well, but brambles. And the brambles, they are pernicious, aren't they? They crawl and extend their arms up. And last year we were rescuing trees that were entangled by these bloody...
Draped in these things.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, so it's about 5 foot tall, this thicket, and about 30 foot wide in diameter.
So again, it's another one to be tackled.
I think they only managed a little chink in it.
That's the thing. This is a long-term project.
Speaking of fear thorns, you just grabbed me by the hair.
Oh, yes, Julia's
getting its revenge.
Julia has nearly been nabbed. It's difficult to get out. You see, even in death, these bloody brambles, you know, they get their... Gosh, you are.
Really entangled in that.
Hold the microphone for a minute. Firstly, let's see if I can snap a bit off so that you can... There, you're released,
thank you.
But it's still in your head.
It'll work its way out later. Hopefully, it's not in my scalp.
It's like a little antenna now, sticking out your head. Are you getting any good signals? You look at a little bit like a bumper car, you know, where they have the extension at the top.
Yeah, a little aerial thing. These are hazels around here.
So coming into an area now where we've got hazels. They're doing really well, most of them. One of them is a bit behind. But hazels make good upright poles, and actually they're good for... coppicing, so that you get these upright poles, which would be very useful. In fact, these are quite tall, these hazels, some of them. We've got some that need to come a bit coppiced, because they're quite close to some electric cables, which is just at one end of the land, well, it crosses the land, but not intrusively. Coming back out into the main area of the sunshine.
That's the original apple tree.
Yes.
Which has quite a few blooms on it too.
Yes. Looks lovely, doesn't it?
It does. Resplendent.
It's going to look really lovely. And hopefully another full-ish crop. Because apparently last year was a mast year, which means that there's plentiful, more than average, fruit and particularly acorns. Last year we were driving several times and the acorns were whipped away in great number by the wind hitting the windscreen. So yes, it's very lovely. It's very lovely. I hope you've enjoyed this little stroll round, as we're going to go back in and make a cup of coffee and enjoy the sunshine. At the back of the caravan, we've installed, that sounds rather grand, I've laid out a pallet with some scaffold boards to make a little sun station for the morning. And then we can sit on some fold-up chairs, enjoy a cup of coffee in the sunshine and the warmth, because in the sun it's warmer than it is in the caravan. Our main veg area is looking great. Oh, I wanted to show you the onions, because in the night they seem to have absolutely shot up. Haven't they?
Yeah, I really need to get back in there and weed out those ones.
Yes.
There's thistles growing in there and a dock leaf,
yeah. But when I watered them last night, they were not that tall. They have absolutely shot up.
Did you put some of that nettle water
in? Yeah.
Ha ha
I didn't put much in.
No. You don't have to put much in.
No.
Look at the dew on those St John's wort. It's so pretty.
Yes.
It's like it's frosted.
Oh, is that what that is? St John's wort?
Yeah.
That big...
And that one.
And that one over there.
Given to us by a lovely friend, Dave.
In pots.
My mate, Dave.
Dave. Thanks, Dave, if you're listening.
Such a fine fella, that one.
And, the comfrey is going bonkers. That's in a pot.
The one that's in the ground is going well too, in between the peach and nectarine. And actually, the nectarine's doing very well.
Oh, good.
Whoops, careful.
Tripping over a bucket here.
Because originally I was quite worried about the nectarine. It didn't seem happy at all, but it's definitely doing fine. And the peach is now struggling a little.
And the polytunnel, do we want to open that now or wait a little bit?
Lettuce. No, there's no lettuce in there.
Not yet. We've got to get lettuce.
Put my finger on.
Well, there's very little space. We need the other polytunnel.
Desperately.
So at about 7:30 now it must be, the temperature is, what is that, 8 degrees centigrade. We've come in recently and the temperatures are 20 to 35, something like that. But that's not at this time in the morning, so it will start to warm up. About 8 degrees. And things are slowly jumping up. We've got tomato plants now and some real strawberries. I say big strawberries as opposed to wild strawberries. And we were given kale plant. It came in the post and looked very sorry because it was delayed. They kept trying to deliver it and they wanted a signature, which is a shame because we were up here and every time they wouldn't just leave it, which was annoying. They kept taking it away, and eventually I managed to pick the thing up, and it looked like it was on its last legs. But I put it in some compost, I've watered it, and now...
Put it in the sunshine.
Put it in the sunshine, and now it does seem to be picking up very good, much better. In fact, the leaves were all droopy and facing down, and now they're twisting round to face the sun, which is marvellous.
Look at this.
What's that?
Small pot with dozens and absolutely dozens of little celery plants.
Oh, wow.
They were given to us by Sandy from the Butcherman YouTube. He's very generous, but they need potting up quick and quite soon. That's going to be a little fiddly job. Not quite as fiddly as the chamomile.
Yes, so they're about a centimetre tall, but with copious leaves.
Densely packed together.
Densely packed in a tiny pot. So, that they need doing.
We also finally gave us some basils and lots of tomatoes, plants.
Yeah.
And chard.
And chard. Rich chard.
Rich chard.
Anyway, going to go back and put the kettle on and have a puff of the pipe. So thank you for listening. I appreciate this is not going up on the day that it's recorded because until I can find an FTP program on my laptop which works with Ubuntu, which is a Linux software rather than Windows, I'm unable to do it. But so you'll get this a couple of days later, hopefully. But yes, everything is looking abundant and in good fettle, which is lovely. Now, if we could just have a little bit of rain, but not too much, enough to fill the pond would be perfect.
Yeah, specifically rain over the pond would be grand,
and
not on the pathways.
Exactly. Keep... If the rain could keep coming at night time, that would be the best time.
We don't want for much, do we?
No. We'll just organise it all. Anyway, thank you for listening. Look after yourselves, and we'll probably do another one very soon. Till then, bye for now.